Welcome to the Green Divas Radio Show. Host Green Diva Meg, co-host Green Diva Lisa, and sidekick Green Dude Scott share resources and ideas as they explore fun and low-stress ways to live a deeper shade of green. And now, your host, Green Diva Meg.
Hello. Welcome to the Green Divas Radio Show. Oh, now I can hear myself.
This is Green Diva Lisa. I am back in the studio, happily.
That's why they're all clapping.
Well, I tell you, and I have to tell you, low stress.
And who are
really,
you?
Between
and who the
two
heck
of
are you?
Everybody knows who Green Dude Scott is. My God, stand back.
Welcome, and I'm Green Diva Meg.
I'm looking around the room today, and I don't see low stress here.
No, low stress.
New Yaya Hood over here.
Oh, yeah.
On side.
We're welcoming our latest little Green Diva to the world. Green Diva Vivian, my little grandbaby, born Thursday. She's a little doll.
I can't wait to see her. I just got into town last night, and I'm eager to leave the studio this morning and go to the hospital and check that little baby out.
I was going to say, I thought you'd be eager to go sleep.
No, I slept last night.
She's been on the road.
But couldn't have been very long.
Well, yeah, I was all right.
It was the conversation that occurred before the mics came on, you know, that people were going to watch the Green Diva Radio Show.
Yeah. Poor
Well,
Lisa.
I have been watching lines, you know, dotted lines along both sides of my eyeballs there. It's 28 hours of driving.
That's a lot. Well, we're glad you're here safely. And meanwhile, I just want to mention our online and other media partners that help get the word out about the Green Divas and expand our Green Diva and Dude family. We've got care2.com, eatdrinkbetter.com, ecoseed.org, Green Revolution Radio out of Tucson, Arizona, feelgoodstyle.com, Grateful Dread Public Radio, and always more. You know, I've got to really pay attention to that list because we are starting to show up in other places. Yay. Today, we have Sandy Holzman. Our Green Diva Correspondent Report is from New York City. Sandy Holzman, our very own. And she's got a list of things, which we may get through one or two, because you know how we you know how we roll. But she's always got great information, so get your pens ready and listen up. Our interview guest today, our featured interview guest, is Rodman Schley, who is the host of an upcoming television series called The Urban Conversion.
Yeah, we've been hearing a lot about this kind of television programming. I think I'm very interested to hear about what he's up to.
Yeah, and he's a neat guy, actually. He's a lot of fun, very energetic, and doing some great work. So we will look forward to speaking to him later in the show. And then our special segments today, I've got a lot to talk about, and I know we want to hear from Lisa about her travels.
And I'll keep it brief.
Well, I don't know. And then Green Dude Scotty, are you doing an Eco Geek?
Talking about going cheap.
Cheap.
Right. Oh, we like that.
Because I think
that
we're all interested in trying to get by with less these days.
Are you kidding?
That's
yeah.
That's what I like to hear.
You're so on topic, my friend.
Well, being green,
you're so trendy,
can be cheap.
It is, yeah.
It is. I mean, people, come on, wise up.
Wise up, people. And listen, at any point, if any of our listeners want to call, and from every week I hear, oh, I wanted to call, but I was afraid to. Don't be a wimp. Give us a call, 973-267-9687. And actually, the last show we had a great caller. And it was very interesting.
Pterodactyls.
A friend from the Berkshires who was talking about some mastodons that were buried in the Berkshires.
Oh.
Pterodactyls.
He didn't say anything about pterodactyls, but it's an interesting idea.
It's the only dinosaur name he can remember right now.
Well, yes, right now. I didn't drive 28 hours.
So, again, the number to call and hassle us if you'd like, or just be nice, is 973.
That's the option, be nice?
Well, put your 2 cents in, man.
Yeah, say it.
973-267-9687. And if you go to the website, you can always find it. That's WMTRAM.com. And then, of course, there's our website. Can I say that I want to make a public announcement, that we have moved our website to the Important Media blog servers. We are part of the Important Media family now of blogs, and that is an honor because those folks know how to do green blogging, and I'm so excited. I'm playing with the blog because it is so much fun on the new servers and the updated platform. I'm playing.
It's very, very progressive. It's very
nice. I'm glad you're doing that. I mean, you've been blogging forever.
Well, I've been neglecting the blog for the last...
Well, everything's been busy for now, but you were one of the early, early bloggers, and I might have inspired you to do some green things when you were younger, but you are so far ahead of me technology-wise.
Well, you know, you need a little bit of everything, and it's nice that I can do that, and I'm going to focus on it again because I'm having so much fun.
Good.
So I've posted some new posts, so if people want to go to thegreendivas.com, give us a shout-out, share around. We appreciate it.
And please check us out on Facebook.
Yeah, we're growing. We're growing our little Facebook family.
That's awesome. Yeah, check us out. Give us a like. Help us expand our family.
Green Divas Radio Show is what you look up on Facebook.
Now, I see that we had another poll.
This
I neglected
the poll,
because I didn't fit any category, but go ahead.
No, this was the poll we did like 3 weeks ago, and we didn't have time on the last show to talk about it, and we weren't here last week. But I didn't want to neglect it because I thought it was kind of fun. And we had, you know, like 80-something people responded. And, you know, and the poll was, drum roll please, if you had, she does it, if you had to categorize yourself, what is your eating style? Like, you know, how everybody's like, I'm a locavore, I'm a vegan, I'm gluten-free, I'm organic. So I listed some of the things I thought people might be. Right? Or, you know, total foodie, like it all, organic omnivore, a locavore, vegan, vegetarian, and almost everybody is a total foodie.
Yeah, well, of course they are. I mean, what we have available to us and time available to us, I mean, it buying, you know, locally and everything does take time, but it's definitely worth it.
Well, so total foodie was the top pick, like 63 people, and then the second one was organic omnivore, which is what I picked, sort of. And then the next one was vegetarian, believe it or not. There were two junk foodies.
No, it wasn't me.
Yeah, I know. I was like, we're looking at Scott. And one raw foodie, one locavore, and two vegans. I thought it was a really interesting.
What's the one down at the bottom? A write-in? What?
Yeah, gluten-free.
Gluten-free.
Oh. I know, you can't read my handwriting.
No, can't.
Well, you know, gluten-free is one kind of diet, and non-dairy, you know, all the allergy things, which I have to suffer with, or the people around me.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Pretty good. I'm a total foodie. I eat what I eat across the board. I love vegetarian. And right. Speaking of vegetarian, I've been, I would like to promote the Meatless Mondays. I posted a thing the other day or reposted something the other day from an article, and I'm going to have to get back online. I wasn't able to get online on the show today. But there are really cool statistics about how the impact of taking
one day
of meat out of your diet. So if everybody took one day of meat out of the diet, the impact would be...
Well, we must be really affecting a lot.
Well, yeah, because you're like doing more than one day of meat
No
meat. Very little. Well, Environmental Working Group, maybe this is what you're referring to, is doing a program.
That.
And Mario Batali.
That's what it was. Exactly.
And by the way, we're talking to his people. We're scheduling him on the show.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. To talk about this. He's a neat guy. And I don't remember the statistics, but there's some great statistics that show how just reducing your meat. You don't have to become a vegetarian or vegan, but you can make an impact in the...
Just make a commitment and spread the word out and talk other people into making that commitment to start taking a little meat out of your diet during the week. And it is Environmental Working Group, and you can read about it in Environmental Working Group, EWG.org. I highly recommend it. It's one of my favorite sites.
And... this weekend, Wayne and I were somewhere, we were in Vermont. We were in Vermont, and so many places in Vermont now do the whole local, and they're really paying attention to their farmers. I think they always have.
But, they've been better than other states.
But we were eating in a restaurant, and the waiter got very excited and started talking about the carbon footprint of different kinds of meat. And he said lamb was the worst carbon footprint. And I was like, really?
Right? Good, because I don't like lamb.
Yeah, me too. I'm like, oh, I never eat lamb.
Oh, we have a few rescues in the studio.
Yeah. So anyway, it had a lot to do with the fact that you really don't use much of the lamb beyond the bit that, you know? I mean, I thought, oh, that's such a bummer.
Well, if you use the hide, that's a significant part of the lamb, isn't
yeah,
it?
I don't know.
But in terms of the rest of the body,
I say we got to look it up. Maybe we got to do a little blog post, somebody. Mm-hmm. Okay, Lisa's writing notes. Now, Sandy is on the line. And so, I don't know, I'm getting a note here. Okay, let's just see what's going on with Sandy in New York. Hello, Sandy.
Hey, Megan, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Very good.
Excellent. Thank you for calling in today. You had a very busy list of fun things to talk about.
I do. I have a full plate, all Lovacore. All local foods.
Oh, so you've been listening.
I'm sorry?
So you've been listening to us.
No, actually, I haven't. I haven't been able to call you up on the radio.
Okay, well, that was a really good segue, so moving right along.
What?
We gave you a great segue, so go with it.
Oh, okay, fine. the first company I have is Unified Fuels, which is a local company out of New Jersey. And what they do is they convert what they call volatile organic compounds. Okay, so you can't really put that on your plate, but they're called VOX. And they basically they take feedstock, any kind of waste, hydrocarbons, liquid hydrocarbons, solid hydrocarbons, any kind of waste, undigested sludge, rubber, scrap tires, anything, and they convert it into usable fuel.
Really?
So it's pretty amazing, and they're in the commercialization stage, and they're the quote unquote reactors that they do this through are all modularly designed, and the first one's going to be put up in New York City in the next few months. So I think that's really great.
How progressive is that? Now, what my question would be then: how does this fuel burn? Does it burn any cleaner than regular petrol?
I think so, but I'm not 100% sure.
Just curious.
I think so.
Okay.
Well, just the fact
what
that
they
it,
do is
just the fact that it's recycled fuels. It's taking other, you know, toxic, you know, fuels and waste and turning it into something we can use again.
Mm-hmm. And so keeping that, it out huge. Of the earth, the landfills and the earth and wherever else it goes.
Great idea.
Legally or not.
Cool. And it's called a biorefinery. And they're ABB, which is an internationally recognized leader in computer controls and automation. So they build all the electrical and computer controls for every unit. So it's efficient and quicker installation, and because it's modular, it can be installed anywhere.
Yeah, but you're talking about commercial installations, not consumer, right?
I don't think consumer yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, tune in next week.
Yeah, right. The way things are moving.
Hey, look, you take it one step at a time. So if anybody wants to contact them or find out just how small they go, they're at Fuel New Jersey, FuelNJ.com, FuelNJ.com.
Excellent. Okay, that's a good one. I'm really interested to see how that progresses.
Yeah, they're a great group of guys. They're in the middle of fundraising, so if any venture capitalists are listening,
it could be the future.
Story.
That's a good one.
So what else you got going on?
So then we have a nonprofit, and it's called the Global Sourcing Council. And what they do is they're focused on helping organizations from all sectors, buyers, sellers, everybody around the world, achieve their economic goals without sacrificing sustainability, which I think is really great.
Yeah.
And it's an association of outsourcing professionals from all over the world. And right now they have 12,000 members globally. And they provide an independent discussion platform to address different views and ideas, such as war minerals in the Congo, global e-waste, data security in the cloud set. And they offer educational events and certification in sustainable and socially responsible sourcing.
That's excellent.
So, yeah, they got some really good stuff. And and they have showcases of the best examples of sustainability and social responsible sources at, you can check them out at gscouncil.org. You guys there?
We're writing it down. We're all so excited.
And I'm thinking to myself, GS Council. It's like the Girl Scout.
Girl Scout Council.
compete with the URL for the Girl Scout Council.
Exactly.
But I'm back on the sourcing of minerals, like in the Congo. I mean, there's some wild minerals that we are starting to use in all this great new technology.
Uh-huh.
And some of it apparently is hideous to mine.
I'm so worried whenever I read about all these. New, even in food, but food and minerals and other sort of trendy sort resources that we're all using, what is it doing to the places where these things are?
Right. I think we don't know enough. I think I saw one article that looked like scary, which I can't quote, so I'm not. I don't know why I said it. Oh, no.
I think I'm going to do some homework on where stuff comes from.
That's a good idea.
Well, that goes back to where we segued back in, is that's why Lovacore is so important, because when it's local, you know where it comes from. And it should extend beyond food so that you know where your raw materials are coming from and the level or the plus or minus sign of the toxicity or raping of the earth, I can't think of a better phrase, and how that's done, how they're obtained. So I think that's really important.
That's great. So,
and the effect that it has on the people who produce these things and the communities where these things come from.
Right.
Exactly.
Well, one of the big things about keeping local is you're keeping your money local also.
Well, we did have a segment about that, all about local money and slow money, local economy.
Well, this has been a fantastic report so far. I told you we'd get maybe two out of our list, Sandy, and so we'll just have to have you back.
Okay, you got time for the third?
No, we got to go to our break now. But thank you. I know, I'm sorry. It flies by.
No problem.
It flies by. It was so much fun with Sandy. So
thank you, Sandy. You bring such interesting information to us.
You could share it on the website.
That's right. And we will. We're going to go to break. Everybody, please stay tuned. Thank you, Sandy, and we'll be right back.
My pleasure.
What's with the slingshot? I haven't seen a slingshot since I was about 10.
Oh, I've been launching seed bombs in the ugly gray spots in my neighborhood. Can't wait to see what sprouts.
Come again?
A creative company called Greenaid makes these clay balls that are regionally, specific seeds, and offers them by internet and even vending machines around the country.
That is so cool. Can I borrow this? I want to shoot some bombs in my neighborhood.
Find out more about seed bombs at greenaid.co.
Welcome to Green Light with the original Green Diva, Megan McWilliams. Useful ideas for low-stress green living straight from the Fun Green Divas radio show.
Want to clean like a Green Diva? Stay tuned to get some green cleaning tips. Are you a foodie or eco-fashionista, or just curious about matters relating to sustainable food and eco-style? Important Media has some of the best blogs on the internet for practical and easy-to-use information from some of the most experienced green bloggers on the internet. Join the Green Divas on two of our favorites, eatdrinkbetter.com and feelgoodstyle.com, and learn and share more about easy green living. Find out about all the Important Media blogs at importantmedia.com. Green Divas are all about healthy, non-toxic, and low-stress cleaning solutions. Here are a few tips to help you clean like a Green Diva. Make your own. White vinegar and water makes a great disinfecting, all-purpose cleaner. Use 1 cup of vinegar to 1 gallon of water. It only smells like salad for a few minutes. Use rags and washable cloths rather than paper towels. Check out the latest green cleaning technology. Vapor steam cleaning, for instance, is different than regular steam cleaning. It uses dry steam and cleans much more than your carpets, without harsh chemicals. Go to thegreendivas.com and look at some of the fun green cleaning product reviews.
To find out more about the Green Divas radio show and podcast, visit thegreendivas.com.
Now more from the Green Divas and the token testosterone green dude, Scott.
Hello, welcome back to the Green Divas radio show. We're just having so much fun in here today, aren't we?
I am so happy to be back.
Yeah, you sticking around for a while away?
I am. She's making me stay for a few months.
I think so. So we're heading into those, the end of summer. And
I know. We got
kids are going back to school.
Getting ready for
I get so excited.
Yeah. I was reading an article just yesterday about how everybody talks about how great it is summer with fun and the kids and all. But really, it's like, what do you do with the kids all summer long? You know, so it's challenging for families to find stuff to do with the kids when yep. they're off all day. So there's a really wonderful – I'm going to have to post about where I read this because there's a whole list of things you can do for kids – not green things you can do with the kids in the summer. How to green up your summer.
Well, that's good.
Now that it's over.
Yeah, there's so many things to do that don't involve, you know, burning fuel and money. Right? Mm-hmm. We can get creative. Why are you looking at me like that, Scott? I know. We should do this on video so people can see his face. All right, Scott, let's go with you have some fun.
Oh, going
Eco
cheap.
Eco-geek techie stuff to
well,
talk
as
about.
We know, the
going cheap,
economic
okay.
news of the last month, we're all a little...
Last week was the real roller
yeah,
coaster.
Yeah, well, we're really, you know, we're all a little shell-shocked, and it doesn't sound good. It kind of gives everybody some pause to think about. And, of course, the middle class is going to get beat up, but that's not what the show is about. But how at home you can save yourself money. I mean, we've talked about some of these things before, but there are things that you really should go ahead and do. And one of the things is replacing your light bulbs with CFLs. I mean, they last longer. You're not going to buy light bulbs as often as you do with your old incandescents. You go buy these CFLs. They last longer and they use less electricity.
Let me ask you a quick question about that. My big issue, and I think a lot of people is the color of light that you get from those. And I haven't done any homework lately, and I've been traveling for the last 6 months, so I haven't bought my own light bulbs.
I mean, of course, just like everything else, they're getting better. Now, the older ones would take a little while to warm up, and they still do. And when you first turn them on, you're not getting that instant 100 watts.
I mean,
it takes a second or two to warm up, but come on. I mean... You know, relax.
Yeah, but no. I'm serious. I'm a green diva, and aesthetics are very important to me. And the color of light.
Right.
I'm a light junkie. I love sunlight.
Yes.
I have to have windows. But
so
the color of light in my home has to be a certain tone. If it's that stark green, blue, blah, whatever it is, I can't.
Well,
use it.
Here's the other issue. I think CFLs have been proven to be environmentally hazardous.
Well, okay.
And
yes, there is a micron of mercury in some of these. So,
that's
I mean, LEDs are the other. You know, LEDs will last even longer.
Now, there are some new hybrid LEDs. I've been getting a lot of press releases and news about these new hybrid LEDs that provide a good color light, like a full spectrum, at a lower electric rate. And they last longer.
And disposing of them?
And they're not like, you know, high toxic nightmare.
Certainly not. I mean, there's plastics. But again,
I don't know what the cost is, though.
Again, right now LEDs are still up there when it comes to their cost, and they will come down.
Yeah.
The other thing is a programmable thermostat.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing.
I mean,
who doesn't have one of those?
Well, let me tell you, there's still mercury switches out there. But, you know, and use it. Don't just install one. Use it.
So when you say there's still mercury switches out there, the thing is when you're asking people to get these things that don't have them already, then find good ways of disposing the mercury.
I wasn't saying that, but you're absolutely right.
I'm suggesting.
Actually, if you do find that in your old house from the 70s and 60s, and they had actually a glass tube in there with mercury, liquid mercury, and that's very hazardous stuff, very dangerous, but... use it, you know, set your air conditioning, heat, or whatever to you know, a reasonable setting for overnight, and while you're gone during the day. Yeah. I mean, it's ridiculous that people don't do that. Going paperless, you know, pay your bills online. Stop clogging up the failing USPS. Have you seen that? They're laying off all their people and closing all the post offices.
Well, because we can be more electronic.
Yes,
yeah?
We can. Mm-hmm. You know, and prepare for winter now. I mean, you guys know it's going to get cold and windy, and consider how you're going to close up your house.
Insulation.
And, of course, the same thing goes. We talked about keeping the house cool, using less air conditioning a few shows back. And that's, you know, shading the sunny side of the house in the morning and closing the windows during the day and keeping that nighttime cooling in the house longer. But
there are, when you make all these changes in terms of saving – energy in your house. There are sites that you can go to. I don't know where the sites are.
There are several.
But that list things that you can do and show ways. But aren't there certain incentives in different cities for doing energy saving things in your house?
Well, there's a lot of things. I mean, there's of course now there's other places that you can buy your energy from too. That's making it more competitive, but. That's something you have to research. It's all out there. I mean, we've given you some ideas in the past.
Like companies like Viridian, I believe, right. And there are a lot of companies like Viridian. They're not the only ones that offer – you don't even have to change anything to convert to Viridian. You get your same bill, but you're now buying 30% renewable energy with your electricity. Right. You use your same electric company. I don't really know how it all works, but –
Well,
supposedly
Google renewable energy.
Yeah.
Residential renewable.
All of this information. Do some research. Keeping your car in good condition, tune-ups and tires, keep your tire pressure up. You're going to use less fuel. I mean, it may not look like it, but you will over the year.
I can attest to that.
Yeah, one of my favorite, shower with a friend. Seriously, there's some excellent, plumbing out there that will, toilets that use less water, shower heads, and restrictive,
So as you go to replace certain items, I know that Home Depot and Lowe's do have more and more products that are,
Well, even your shower head, that's something even I could do at home.
Yeah.
Where you can just change the head out and use something that has less, offers less.
What, gallons per minute?
More.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I don't know how that all works. But
I know you're tired.
Yeah.
Thank you.
She's still on the road.
But one of the websites that I went to for this was smarthome.com.
I like that.
Energy Star also has energystar.gov as what products, has a list of products that will be more energy efficient. And finally, do a little research on your carbon footprint. I know it sounds kind of, dorky and all, but I mean, carbonfund. .org. You'd be surprised about how much you're throwing away of your hard-earned cash.
Carbonfund.org. Do they have one of those calculators where you kind of put in your lifestyle and they have the right questions and then it tells you just how hideous your
usages or the things that it's
make some small changes and save some cash.
Doing that on a regular, it's like when you're dieting, you get into some of these diet programs, they tell you to write down everything you eat in a day.
And you're shocked.
And they do that because it's so surprising. You don't realize some of the things you just automatically do. Well, we do that with how we use energy. If you do one of these surveys or things and you start to really pay attention, there's very little things you can do that are not difficult to totally reduce your footprint.
There are some folks that we've interviewed before. I believe their website, and Jesse will look it up, is energycircle.com. Right. And they have some amazing information and tips on all this stuff. But one of the things that they talked to us about last time they were on the show was this energy panel you can buy and hook up to your electric system, and it tells you exactly how much you're using where.
And when.
It's very educational.
Oh, so it'll tell you what you're using in the bathroom.
Right,
what you're
your
using
hot
in the
water's
kitchen,
on, and your toaster's on, and you can see these peaks and valleys.
Isn't that interesting?
It is energycircle.com, and we will post that on our
I got to stop using my hair dryer all the time.
Which one?
Electricity.
Which hair are you drying?
Yeah. And for those of you who don't know, Scott does not have a whole lot of hair to worry about, but
I've been doing little things. I've been doing little things. We joke about it. I'm a green diva, but I do still shave my legs. What I do is
thank you.
I'll sit in the edge of the tub, and I'll get my legs wet, and I'll turn the water off. I'll soap them up. I'll shave them, and I do all of that before I start my shower.
Right.
And that way, and I have an automatic water heater. So it does, or what do you call it?
Instant hot water.
Instant hot water. Thank you very much. For my bathroom water
Those
and the kitchen
great.
Water. It's
Everybody
fantastic.
Should have them.
It saves so much energy.
That's the old idea. You're heating with water heaters, conventional tank water heater. You take a hot shower and that tank fills up.
Right.
And it heats that 50 gallons of water.
And it has to stay heated.
And it stays
until you're ready to use it again.
So
and
it's constantly
it refills.
Using energy to heat it.
These instant hot water heaters are fabulous.
I'll tell you, you know, the geothermal systems, which I cannot explain thoroughly at all, but their answer to cooling air and water and also heating air and water is amazing. The whole
you
way
understand that,
that
under the earth, it's a constant.
There's a
about
constant
50
temperature.
So you're only instead of pulling 20 degree air and trying to warm it.
Right. You're pulling
50 degree air.
Yeah, it makes a big difference, I guess, because it's regulated and
we did that this summer, didn't we?
Did you?
Well, we have forced air comes out of the basement, and the basement air is nice and cool.
Yeah.
So on the really hot days, we would run the forced air system, which is a furnace. You know, it's for heating, but it pulled the cold air from the basement and pushed it through the house.
Really?
Oh, that's fantastic.
It was like we had central air conditioning. It was great.
How darn clever are they?
And if you add to that little things like understanding how air flows in your house, if you have an attic fan and you open a couple of windows on the first floor, you can draw cool air through your attic. You know, the old Jefferson, President Jefferson,
Thomas Jefferson.
He was the one that invented these sash windows where initially, they were designed to open at the top and the bottom. So the hot air would go out the top and the cool air would come in the bottom. We all have those windows, whose windows open from the top anymore?
Mine. But they also, they had much higher ceilings too, which really made a difference.
Yeah. Now, there was one clever guy.
Yeah, he
Thomas
was.
Did he ever sleep? Because that guy was not just.
He probably invented in his sleep.
I don't know. Yeah. It's amazing to me. I really want to go.
He was a busy guy.
That's
a different show, though.
Okay. So, Lisa, you got a couple minutes. We kind of wiped you out. I want to hear about what you came across out there while you were gone for 2 months.
Wow. Was it 2 months?
It seems longer. I don't know.
And I knew it was more than a month. But I have been all over the place. I have been up to South Dakota and down to Austin. I actually went up and back a couple of times because I have a nonprofit where some people know about the Mobile Film School. And I've been doing work with the Juvenile Justice Center in Travis County in Austin, Texas, and I've done two workshops with them. We produced, in 4 8-hour days, we produced a couple of PSAs, public service announcements, where they get to pick what they want to talk about. Yep. It's script to screen. These kids have never touched cameras before. They decide what message they want to get out there. They figure out how they're going to get that message out there. We teach them how to shoot it, edit it, and it's done in 4 days.
What is the website? I don't know what the website is.
Mobilefilmschool.org.
I like that.
Yeah, we haven't posted the new workshops yet. Because I've been on the road, I haven't been up to date on posting everything. But you'll see our last Travis County workshop.
I love PSAs. Remember the after-school specials? They were always so corny, but you know what? I refer to that all the time now. I said, you're about to be an after-school special when I see people doing something.
Well,
stupid.
I don't know if a PSA is an after-school special, but
no, they were, though. They all had a message.
Yeah.
Well, our public service announcements are 30 to 60 minutes long. 60 seconds long.
Well,
30 to 60 seconds
long. But see, today, that's what people
that's
need.
The
they need.
Span.
Right, it is. Who's got more than, 30 to 60 seconds?
What's interesting is watching, we collect a bunch so that we can show our students and then they get to see different styles and how different messages are taken. And so I've been watching a lot of them lately. They can be so powerful. Well, they're commercials.
Yeah. I've written them before for television, for hospice and a couple of different things. I just want to jump in here and interrupt you because, last time we were on, we had Cherie Corso from G2 Organics on, and she generously offered to give away product like a little basket of products, I think is what she, to somebody who signs up on Facebook, on our Facebook page, Green Divas Radio Show Facebook page. All you have to do is go like us and then go on the wall and mention G2 Organics. And then I have a file. And so far we had like two people that actually did that. And I think a third one did it this morning, which reminded me. So we have had a lot of people sign on, but I want to remind people that way they can be in the running for
when
product.
We get to 3,000.
Yeah, when we get to 3,000.
She will pull a name out of the hat and somebody
proverbial
hat. And somebody will win some really cool product.
Well, I think the idea was we were going to do this often.
Yeah. So anyway, but this one, I just want to remind people, it's still out there and we're still working. We're at 1850 something. So we got a ways to go. Please like us, mention G2 Organics, and you will be in the running for some very cool organic nail care, skin care product.
And when we're done with the G2 products, then we'll offer something else.
Awesome. All right. I'm sorry. We got to go to a break. We have really cool stuff coming up, so please stay tuned. I want Green Diva nails without all the nasty toxic chemicals.
I've got the solution. I just tried this G2 Organics non-toxic odor-free nail polish and remover. Did I mention odor-free? Look at my gorgeous toes. And you should see the colors. The colors are great. And the best part? Each one comes with its cool little touch-up tube.
And I guess since it doesn't smell, you can whip it out anywhere. The touch-up tube, I mean. Find out more at G2Organics.com.
Now more from the Green Divas and the token testosterone green dude, Scott.
Hello, welcome back. And I just want to clarify, because my lovely co-host and sister reminded me.
Oh, that talking about Lisa?
I sounded so pathetic when I said that we only had like one or two people. We have had actually hundreds of people respond to our Facebook plea, but
only three of you are in the running.
But only a couple that have remembered to mention G2 Organics, and that's the important part. So please like and mention. And if you have joined recently and forgot to mention G2,
do it again.
Do it again, and we'll be happy to include you.
That'd be great.
That's our website for G2, so people can understand the people that aren't following closely.
Yes,
enough.
You can go look at g2organics.com and find out about the cool products you will be in the running for. Now, we have Rodman Schley on the air. Let's get him. Rodman.
Good morning, Meg.
I didn't massacre your name this time.
Good.
Aren't you proud of me?
I am very proud of you.
Now, you're out in L.A. right now?
I am out in Los Angeles. It's just beautiful out here.
And early.
It's a little bit early. I haven't had my Java yet either.
Oh,
so.
Bless you.
Yeah, really? What? I don't know how you function.
I don't either.
Well, I'm really excited because I know you have lots of things coming up with the Irvin Conversion television show.
Yes.
And what any news you can tell us now?
Well, I can give you a little bit of news. We signed an option agreement with a production company out here called Film Garden. And they do just a ton of programming for the networks. And a great group, neat bunch of people, and I'm really excited to be signed on with these guys. It's really a positive step for the show, and I'm just very, very excited to get the show out in front of the public because it's just making such a big difference in the way that we're living our lives.
Well, I think you're doing a great job, and I know that you have a lot of video already on your website, and people are obviously starting to find you and starting to watch, and we spent some time playing with some of your videos.
Yeah, they're kind of funny.
They're very funny.
Well, give us an idea for people that haven't had a chance to look at the website yet. Tell us what the show is going to look like.
The show's kind of like a going green version of, I don't know, maybe like Dirty Jobs, where you take this city guy who's got a lot of businesses and used to going to work in a suit and tie, and you get him doing things like milking goats. And
singing to them.
Singing to goats. Just kind of learning how to live off the grid, live more of a green, environmentally friendly life.
Most of the things that this guy is learning, is it all urban-based, or is it the urban part of it based, the guy who wears the suit, that you're an urban guy learning how to do these things and sometimes you have to get out of the city to do them, or is it all?
Well, the dynamic, the way that this works, basically, is, at one point my wife, she's pressing me to move to the country and live a sustainable life in the country, and I just couldn't do it. I couldn't get up, and I couldn't move out to the country and have to drive into work every day, and so I kind of got the ultimatum that I was going to have to do this green, environmentally friendly living in the city. So we might go out into the country to learn about how to do these things in the city, but overall, we want to implement these in a city environment because, look at the population basis of cities. I think that's one of our biggest problems that we've got going right now is the actual the pollution, the environmental problems that we're causing right in our urban areas versus the country.
Congestion and all that fun stuff.
Are you going to look at what other people in urban settings are doing?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, I'm going to hook you up.
One, we had a gal named Sundari Kraft, and she's just a fantastic advocate for urban homesteading. And she basically had filled up her entire yard, planted a garden, raises goats, raises chickens, and she's doing it all on a city lot.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. And, you know, a lot of cities have been resisting this type of movement. However, it's becoming more and more mainstream. And I know Denver alone has actually implemented law now where you can raise chickens, and you can raise goats, and you can plant your entire yard.
There's a lot going on in Philadelphia, I've noticed. I'll send you some stuff.
Yeah, I'd love to see it. I'd love to see it.
Now, so Sundari Kraft, I think you mentioned that she just published a book, The Idiot's Guide to Urban Homesteading.
Absolutely. It just came out in June. Fantastic book. And again, she is just such a fantastic advocate that it's worth the read.
Excellent, excellent. I just want to mention to folks that the Urban Conversion, you can find them on the web, theurbanconversion.com. You can find Rodman and all of the other folks that are contributing. I'm supposed to be a contributor, Rodman, and I've never gotten instructions how to contribute.
I know. You know, we've got a lot of people who have been sending in articles, and we get those posted as they've been coming in. We got inundated when it was kind of an odd way that the show has progressed, and all of a sudden when we went into this production company model where these people were picking us up, we just got a little bit overwhelmed. We don't have a huge staff, you know.
We've got maybe I get it.
We know all about that.
Well,
we're really excited.
You're doing a great job. I saw one of your shorts. What are they called? The tips?
Oh, the quick tips.
The quick tips. Thank you. Yeah, I saw the one on coffee, which was really interesting.
It is interesting, isn't it? Nobody really thinks about that. And I think for probably 3 or 4 years, I'm actually an avid chai drinker. So I'd go to Starbucks, I'd get my chai, and I'd take that cup at the end of the day, and I'd toss it in the recycle bin. And you know, lo and behold, you can't recycle those cups.
Well, it's disturbing to think about the fact that there's plastic lining that cup, and I'm drinking that, and I can't recycle the thing.
Well, and it's interesting, too, if you read about the background and what they're trying to do to make the cup better. I mean, they're working really hard to make a cup that can actually hold your coffee and be recycled, but they're not able to do it right now.
Isn't that amazing?
And who knew? I mean, how many times do you think I've actually thrown my paper coffee cups into my recycling bin at home if I brought coffee home thinking it's recyclable?
Yeah, same here. I've done that for years. And the only way you can get around it is you go and you get yourself a reusable cup.
Mm-hmm.
And you still got to have to weigh the consequences of the manufacturing of that cup. But I can't remember what the break-even was. I think it was 16 uses was the break-even as far as the manufacturing versus the throwaway cups.
Did you say 16 or 60?
16.
I think it was 16, yeah.
Wow.
Well, yeah, people are all expressing their feelings on this. I mean, you got to put your coffee in something, so you may as well put it in something reusable.
That's right.
Yeah.
I agree.
I like, though, that Rodman's doing a nice job of getting statistics. We always, we love statistics, but unless I have it written down in front of me, I don't remember them. Mm-hmm. And I think they're so important to help people understand and put in context how one action does make a difference. And you had some really nice, so for people who want to check it out, go to theurbanconversion.com, and he has a nice little, it's a short, little quick tips piece, but the one on coffee cups really got my attention.
Oh, good, good. I'm glad you like that. That was one of the first things that we had done with the Urban Conversion, and it was an eye-opener.
Mm-hmm. Well, we may have to share that quick tips on our website so that we can share that important information.
There you go. So now tell me what fun things have you been – last time we talked, you were singing with goats. So what kind of new entertaining things have you been doing for the sake of your television show?
Oh, there's been so much. There's so many – I'm going to tell you, there's just so many neat groups, so many neat people out there. And, again, I think we've talked about this last time, but I just walk around my days with goosebumps with the things that people are doing in the world right now as far as making a difference and changing. We came across a group out in Kansas City, and I don't know if you guys have seen this, they're called the Urban Farm Guys. And these guys are doing a tremendous job. They've gone and taken down the city block in inner city Kansas City, and are really making a change on that community. They're again doing urban farming. They're doing they're changing these houses over to green living, and it's really amazing to kind of read about what they're doing to impact crime, to bring that community together. But they would be worth taking a look at.
Okay.
Really a fun group. And then I'm working with this gal named Taja Seville, and she is a, you might even have heard of what she is doing, but she is in Detroit.
Okay.
And her whole movement started where they were taking down these dilapidated homes in Detroit, and the city of Detroit owned these lots, and so they would take down the homes and they would plant gardens, and the community would come and help plant, they would help maintain these gardens, and then these gardens were used to feed the hungry.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I've heard about that.
It's just a fantastic movement. She's done this now all over the world. And she, like I said, she is just such a tremendous advocate, such a good person. I'm just so excited to be associated with such incredible people.
Now, tell me her name again.
It's Taja Seville. And her website is urbanfarming.org.
Okay. We've got a lot of urbanfarming.org. Awesome. All right. Well, we'll put that on our page.
Yeah.
Well, it's that wonderful trickle-down effect that if you do a little something in one neighborhood, then it starts to inspire. You know, in Philadelphia, they have the mural arts program, which goes into neighborhoods where buildings are torn down, and they paint these amazing murals. During the process of having an artist in, then the kids in the neighborhood are hanging out.
They get interested.
What to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then they pack up their stuff and they go away. And there's this beautiful mural in an empty lot. So then somebody comes in and says, well, why don't we clean this lot up and put a garden in there. And somebody puts a garden in there. And then all of a sudden, after months, you start to see little gardens in the front yards of the houses down in the neighborhood. And people start to regain pride in their own neighborhoods. And I just love that kind of work.
Well, community gardens are great.
Awesome.
I mean, you get to with a group of people who know how to farm, and you learn, and they also take care of each other's,
In Austin, Texas right now, they've got a recycling program where you can get 75% discount on a recycling bin if you take a recycling I don't mean recycling. I'm talking about composting. Excuse me.
Oh,
I'm still a little road weary. from 28 hours of driving.
Composting, recycling, same thing.
But yeah, it is a form of recycling. But for composting and so that people in the city can learn how to compost in their urban communities
and then share it.
But all of that process starts to teach us about how to use our yards differently and how to use the things that we.
Well, what I like about the stuff Rodman's talking about and that we're all talking about is that all of it has this ripple effect on the community. There's so much more beyond just, creating a softer carbon footprint. I mean, I think it's psychological, right? Like you said, pride in our community and bringing people together and yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, energy feeds energy. You put positive energy in the world, and you're going to be sharing that positive energy, and then that's going to translate to more positive energy. And it's just amazing. There's so much knowledge, also that we need to just be sharing with as many people as we can, and then that knowledge will get shared, and it is the ripple effect. It's incredible.
Well, one thing I can say about Rodman is you are full of positive energy, and apparently, you're going to be sharing that with the world more and more.
One of the things I hope to look forward to when you're talking about sharing is let's look at some of the things our grandparents did. Some of the things they did were really can help us reduce our footprint because they didn't, For instance, what I just learned about in Austin with the house that I live in now, it has it's a beautiful little bungalow, which there are tons of around Austin. And a lot of the ceilings are blue on the porches.
Oh,
Do you know why?
It has something to do with the bees.
It does.
Yeah.
If you paint your ceiling blue, then bees and wasps won't build nests there.
Because they think it's
You save yourself from being, having that in your environment right as you come into your door. But and then you don't have to use something toxic to get rid of them.
So right. It saves the bees on your porch.
And gosh darn it, it's pretty.
Well, Rodman, thank you so much for taking time out. I know you're incredibly busy, and I hope I will get to contribute because I love what you're doing, and I'd love to be part of it. So thank you for coming on the show today.
Well, thank you. Thanks. Love you guys, too, and it's a great journey. Love it.
Thanks right. for getting up so early for us.
Yeah, we will talk to you soon.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank
you. Go have some coffee.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
Wow. Yeah, he's a busy guy.
So cobalt blue, midnight blue.
No.
Sky blue.
Scotty?
That's the whole point.
Sky blue. They What's think sky blue?
There's well, a lot of varieties. So
there's
you
a
can,
lot of varieties of sky blue. So.
And that's fine. Any variety of a wiseacre. Sky blue works.
Well, clouds in there and an airplane.
You could.
That'd,
be your, that'd be your ceiling painting.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah, I love that.
Okay.
I love that. Yeah, my front porch is painted light blue.
It is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the ceiling. The ceiling is.
Just the ceiling of the porch is all you need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He doesn't remember. He's looking. He's thinking. He's trying to remember.
So anyway, what else?
Scotty reminded me that I was saying I've been to South Dakota, and I started off from here, and I went to Lake Placid, and helped out with the Lake Placid Film Forum, which is a wonderful thing. And, of course, Lake Placid in itself is just beautiful and wonderful.
Like,
and
she's just sending all these pictures, like you know, making us all jealous.
The place I stay in Tapawingo, Margo Fish's home on the lake, from every bedroom that you sleep in, you wake up and you look out the window, through the trees, into the water.
Yeah, no matter where
she's
you are.
Got lots of, it's a lots of little separate buildings, and it's just a wonderful, magical little spot that I get to stay in. Then I went to Maine and visited my daughter-in-law, and she fed me lobster, which was fantastic. And then I went down to out to South Dakota from there, and then down to Austin.
We got to keep her nailed down for just like a couple months.
Oh, she is. She's nailed down. We have a lot of work to do here.
We do. We have
I'm
a lot of work.
For a
season
couple
coming
of months.
Up, and we have a lot of research to do.
All right, I'm in.
All right. Yeah, we've got a lot of fun stuff going on.
So check out the website and the blogs and the.
The website, you mean our website?
Yes.
TheGreenDivas.com?
That one.
That one.
And, of course, our Facebook thing.
Green Diva Radio Show.
Green Divas Radio Show. And I noticed that there are a couple of other Green Divas sites on Facebook that they're not attributed. It's kind of strange.
It's
so
not us.
Just be sure to put in Green Divas Radio Show. Because there is a couple sites that are not us. That
oh no,
yeah.
That I hope you're not trying to get G2 Organics from one of those other sites.
The other sites.
Right, I have to go check them out. Next week we have one of another television host, Jessica Arenella, who's the host of What You Can Do TV series.
Oh yeah, yeah,
the great series. Yeah,
yeah. She's fun. They really have some fun stuff going on, and I think we're going to be talking with them again. With Jessica again about water conservation. We had talked to them because they have some really, really practical things you can do in, you know, very short, well, everything's what you can do in 1 minute, you know.
I am so eager to share those things with my friends in Texas. We are just bone dry.
Oh, yeah.
When the last time I drove down there, I passed overflowing rivers from flooding and the Mississippi and all. And as soon as I crossed the border into Texas, bone dry. Same thing on the way out. No sooner did I cross out of Texas did it start raining in Arkansas. We are just having such
That's
a
the
drought.
Way the world works.
Really? Mm-hmm.
They don't really care where you need water. It's where it rains. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there was a city, and I'll have to look up, you know, before our conversation next week, that was recycling urine. That's how dry they are.
Oh, God. Urinetown? Did you ever see that play?
Urinetown.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yes.
That's a little scary.
Well, you know what? When you're that dry,
Yeah, it's good. But I just don't want to know about it.
Yeah.
I don't really want to. I guess they don't use the water probably for drinking water. Please tell me.
I think they do.
Really?
I've heard about the recycling of water.
When it comes to survival, yes. You can drink your pee.
All right, but here's my question. What kind of chemicals do you have to use?
What kind of?
We'll find out. He's going to do the research.
We'll find out because in Texas they're doing it.
Oh, in Texas, in your state
In Texas.
Yes,
yep. See, it's probably Austin. You're probably drinking pee, Lisa. What a bummer. Yeah, see, you've got to move back here now anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. Oh, God, I love Austin.
See?
I got to live bi-state. How do you say bi-coastal, bi-stateal?
Yeah, right.
I gotta get out of there in the summertime and go back down there in the winter.
Well, pretty soon we'll let you travel again.
All right.
Anyway, well, we've had a really fun show, a good week. We really appreciate your comments, suggestions, input. Criticism, not so much, but, you know, we can handle it.
Oh, yeah,
we can
criticize
take it.
If you got some ideas. And, this is
help
about
us
an interaction.
Make a better show.
All right.
Well, not about the show, about, you know, what you think of the green lifestyle.
You can follow me on Twitter, @GreenDivaMeg. And I am shocked how many people from all over the country. I have a lot of German, Brazilian, like they don't even speak English. All over the world are following me, and I'm thinking, am I saying anything
that's
worthwhile?
That's a whole other subject we can get into about who's being green and who's not. But
and so find us on Green Divas Radio Show on Facebook and thegreendivas.com. Have a great green week, and we will be back next week. Stay tuned.
You've been listening to the Green Divas Radio Show. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, follow them on Facebook and Twitter, and don't forget to visit the blog at thegreendivas.com. That's greendivas.com. And remember to share the good green news with friends and family.